Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Are we all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Yoo-hoo!
First of all, welcome everyone to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and one thing that we do on a regular basis, well, we try, probably about 95% of the time, is that is start on time. And it is 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East. Let me run through a couple things that I feel are just tremendously, oh my goodness, exhilarating. I always try to refrain from using the word exciting because I think it's way overused in our culture today. And all of you should have received the, via email, the Living Well e-newsletter that comes out on, late Thursday or early Friday morning. And if you go down through that, you kind of see that, the top priority issue is, and this was the top priority issue on the President's Club call on Wednesday, the coming up, the 2011, the Give Me Five NECN National Convention, or North America Convention, and it is going to be one of these events. As Jonathan Hallstrom, our Vice President of Sales, described, he used the word epic. It's going to be epic, and he shared that with us on this call, actually, a few weeks ago, and I couldn't agree with him more. Knowing what little bit I know about the event, and so I want to encourage you, if you've never been to a NECN convention, or if you have, and you're kind of deliberating back and forth on the fence, got the airfare ticket, got the hotel, I want to encourage you, from the bottom of my heart, if you're serious about being a NECN wellness consultant from the perspective of just simply enjoying the wellness solutions that NECN has given of us, or you're serious about it as sharing it with other people, or all of the above, you just want to be there, I can't say that strongly enough and urge you, because, in my NECN tenure, coming up on 19 years now, I've only missed two. And it's just been one of those things that every single year, it's just kind of a standard. You know, it's kind of like getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth sometime throughout the day. You just do it. And both of those two conventions that we missed is because we were overseas, once in Europe and once in Africa, which was last year. The dates just didn't work for us. So I'm looking forward to being there, and hopefully you'll be there as well. And one of the things that Dave Balter made the comment, and I'm not going in any particular order on this information. A lot of this information came, again, if you read these emails and you kind of read between the lines, you can kind of put two and two together. But Dave Balter made the comment the other day that the products, I like to use the word solutions. The solutions that NECN will be unveiling, that they will be introducing in 4 weeks' time at this convention, will transcend, that's the word he used, anything else that's on the market. And in years past, NECN, we've always had solutions that we've used in our home, some of which have been so light years ahead of everything that's out there, nobody even attempts to copy them. Nobody even makes an effort to duplicate them, to try and tap into that market. There's several that come to mind, but one of them, the biggest one, is our insoles, which has been in years past. This is, you know, we're talking 8, 10, 12 years ago. There were several companies that attempted to duplicate our NECN MagSteps or our MagStrides. And the problem is NECN not only spends the money and the on the research and development on these solutions, is that they make sure that the uniqueness of them is so far ahead of anything else that's comparable that nobody else can even touch it. And several lawsuits, several court dates took place to defend that patent of our insoles that we have now. And nobody to this date has even bothered, because they just gave up, because you can't violate an international patent. And if you do, well, you get to see yourself, you get a court date out of it. So I say all that to tell you this, that if we look at, let me just say it this way. The other day, most of you know I'm a volunteer firefighter, and when the pager goes off that I wear on my hip, well, I respond. And I'm not going to tell you a bunch of different firefighter stories,
But the other day we had a call that started out as simply a minor medical call, and then it developed into a ropes call. And what that means is we need to bring our ropes gear with a different vehicle and suit up with our hiking boots and helmets and sometimes put the harnesses on, and we have to go over a bank to or over a steep cliff to retrieve a patient. And en route to going to this scene, which we kind of thought off the top of our head, this doesn't sound like a typical, that, you know, scary of a ropes call, but we're suiting up. I'm in the back seat of one of our rigs, and I'm putting my boots on, and I throw my boot up on the front bench seat, and the guy in front of me driving, Uncle Bob, as we refer to him, has been with our department for 53 years. And I would not trust anybody more with my life than Uncle Bob. And I threw my boot up on the bench seat, and I said, Uncle Bob, give me a second, and I'll get my boot out of the rearview mirror so it's not blocking your view. Well, he looks up at me, and I can see kind of out of the corner of his eye this look on his face of, Vance, what are you talking about? There is no rearview mirror because there's nothing for a rearview mirror to see through. You only have the two side mirrors. My point is this, that when you're going forward in life, we don't do it by looking in the rearview mirror. And Jonathan used that analogy the other day on the President's Club call, and I had to think back to that fire call when we were responding with our ropes gear in that apparatus and realized that, you know, it's so true. Some vehicles today, because of the way they're built and designed, they don't even have that rearview mirror in the center to even tempt us. And the two side mirrors, of course, but our primary vision, our primary mode of seeing what's out there is through the front. We've got to be going forward. So all that said is there's a lot of people, there's a lot of concern over Nikken's Aquapor and the Aquapor Deluxe. And as Dave Balzer made the comment on Wednesday, these two products have literally been wildly successful beyond what they'd ever even hoped or imagined. Not only here in North America, in U.S. and Canada, but in Mexico, in Europe, in Latin and South America, in Asia, all the countries where Nikken is doing business, they have been amazingly, amazingly successful. The problem with that lies, and let me throw in a little personal note on this one, is when you see other companies out there that say, hey, if they've done so well with that one product, let's see if we can copy it or mimic it or create something that's close and we can tap into the market. And it's happened. Almost a year ago, when our family was in Ethiopia, two different trips we made over there in the process of adopting our daughter, Addie. And every single business that we went into, whether it was the embassy or a coffee shop or just a local business or a grocery store, any business that had a standing a water unit, a water stand, which typically they have the 5-gallon jug tipped upside down on the top. Well, they didn't have the 5-gallon jug. Every single one that I saw had a cheap version or an inexpensive version of our Aquapor Deluxe. Now, it looked like it could do the job, and it probably did as far as taking out, you know, a lot of the bad stuff out of the water, but it did not have the proprietary elements that we've built into our Aquapor and our Aquapor Deluxe. So that being said, is if a third world country like Ethiopia has something that's similar to, well, we have to. Again, as to quote Dave Balzer, it must be improved. And so just because Nikken throws it on the discontinuation list here in a couple weeks as of October 1st, doesn't mean they're going to be totally out of them. If you want it, go ahead and buy some up. Stock them if you want. And however, if that comment is made, and if you read the email that was sent out to everybody, you know it's going to be discontinued. That means obviously we're getting something better. And if Dave uses the comment and uses the word transcend, what we're going to be seeing is it will transcend what we have or anything that's on the market. I think we'll have something that, well, let me rephrase that. I know we'll have, watching what has taken place, again, in the 19 years that I've been associated with this company, every time they either tweak something that we already have, make it better. It's that Nike philosophy. If it ain't broken, fix it anyways. We have to go forward. And trust me when I say I absolutely love what we have. However, I'm smart enough to realize we have to go forward. Now, let's address the issue of, and I've talked to a lot of people, I've received a lot of emails, let's address the issue of, well, what we have, if it's working so well, why do we have to take it away? Well, we have to make room, as Jonathan said, okay? We have to be the best stewards of our resources. We can't continue stocking a warehouse of something that's an old design, an old product. We will still service. Nikken's policy, just for the record, is 6 years. The PyMag counter unit, the original white counter unit, was introduced in 2000. I save all the old price lists, and I did a little bit of research the other day and looked it up. You can ask Joe Dekoff to verify this for you, but her and I were going back and forth via email. That product was introduced in 2000. In 2006, it was put on the discontinuation list because we had to make way for the new under-counter unit, which we never had an under-counter unit, and the new PyMag counter unit. Much smaller, much sleeker, more user-friendly, and it had a built-in sensor so you know exactly when it was time to change the filter. We took it to the next level, and that's the progression of that. Well, here we are approaching 2012, 6 years after that original PyMag counter unit was discontinued, and now those filters are going on the discontinuation list. As you saw in the email, however, not on the discontinuation list as October 1st, they will continue to stock those until the end of 2011. So they'll fulfill that full 6 years. Now, what about all the units that are still out there and people don't want to upgrade to a new one? They don't want to get the new undercounting unit or the little stainless steel, or I should say silver and black counter unit to replace their original one. Why would they? They spend $680 on a unit. It still works great. It just needs to be maintained, you know, and change the filters every year, year and a half, 2 years, depending on how many people are in your home. Absolutely correct. Why would you want to replace it if what you have is still working great? Well, what are we going to do if Nikken doesn't stock those as of, you know, January 1st, 2012? Well, again, let me just throw out some experience here. If Nikken, if there is a demand for the solutions that Nikken provides, they will find a way to go back and change what they previously said or put in print and continue to meet the demand. And I just know that from personal experience many, many times over the years that, you know, something has disappeared, but at the same time, you make a phone call to consultant services or customer service, distributor relations, whatever you want to call them. You make a call and say, hey, I'm looking to see if I can find this. And if they can't find it from the, there's probably an Econ Wellness consultant out there that's stocked up on a few of them for some reason, and you get busy on a few emails and you discover them. So I say that to try and squelch any major, you know, running around like Chicken Little thinking the sky is falling, that our world as Nikken Wellness Consultants is coming to an end, because it's not. We know that Nikken will back the products that they have. They will always back the solutions that they've introduced before. You know, would it be a good idea in the next 2 months, next 3 months, make phone calls to those people that you know specifically that you've introduced to the PyMag water that might have one of those prior to 2006, or right at the end, the summer of 2006, I believe it was, there was a promotion that was buy one, get one free, or they were half price. I can't remember exactly, and I know that several of our wellness consultants went just crazy introducing those to their friends and family and to new friends, and we moved a lot of them to get them off the shelf, which was great because it made way for what was coming out new. But what about all those people who have it? I would encourage you guys, and I'm doing the same thing, and I was speaking with one of our platinums the other day about this, and Jim and I had a discussion. Send out emails, pick up the phone, call people, say, hey, they are in the process of upgrading it. If you're completely satisfied with your existing countertop unit, you may want to buy a couple years worth of filters. That doesn't mean they're not going to be there, because if the demand is there, Nikon will figure out a way to make it work. And all that being said, for those of us going in the direction of trying not to use that rearview mirror, we want to utilize what's available, what's current, what's new. At the same time, getting people to make that switch, because I know, and everybody who's been using the Nikon water bottle, we all know the benefits that you can gain from high alkaline water. And if you've got a simple pass-through water filtration device, and I'm referring to the bottle that requires no hooking up, no plugging in of anything, no switches to flip, if you have that technology exists, Nikon refers to it as second-generation Pimac technology. If that exists, why wouldn't you put that and incorporate that into your water devices? One other comment, and this is a total of switch gears from the Nikon Solutions as far as the products that we have, but switching gears to the Nikon Solutions as far as the business opportunity or the finances that we have access to when, as Jeff Van Blarkum says, when you produce, you get paid. And for wellness consultants that make the decision to open their mouth and share their experience with other people, we are going to get produced. We are going to get paid because we are producing. Mm-hmm. And Nikon will be unveiling at this convention. You've seen it in emails. The way Mike DiMuccio typed it up was, I think, the best way I've seen it in print. But Nikon will be introducing a new model, I think is the word that was used, in the network marketing industry that will put us into a totally different realm. And as Jonathan made the comment, come Monday after the convention, when the word gets out, because word of mouth travels really, really fast in this industry, and when other companies see what Nikon has introduced, it'll be too late. They can't copy it because we've already done it. Now, they will attempt, as always. Does this mean Nikon's going to completely change and overhaul our current compensation plan? I don't have a clue. What I do know is that for 19 years, Vance and Stacy Rogers, among thousands of wellness consultants around the globe, we have enjoyed every single month the best compensation plan that exists in the industry, because it's a balance of everything. And last Saturday we heard from Carl Eaton, who in his third month of really making the decision that he was going to build this business and use a different format than what we're used to as far as, you know, registering and getting people to sign up and getting to be members and all that. He went from the angle of just purely retail, and his third month pulled in a commission check for over $10,000. That doesn't exist in this industry. It's very, very difficult to do that, almost impossible with most of the companies out there, because they're not, number one, they just don't have the solutions like we have as far as the product line, the Me Too products. Nikon doesn't have those. I mean, we have a few. But right now in North America, every single week, according to the Direct Sellers Association, 150,000 people are looking for a network marketing opportunity, a home-based business that they can do on the side of their regular career. They may not be looking to switch over, but they're looking for something that'll bring additional income. And what's fascinating to me was that, following up on that statistic, is 90% of them, of those 150,000 people a week, they're not looking to be millionaires. And those of you who are on the call with Jonathan a few weeks ago, we'd just been with Nikon 3 weeks at that point, but when he was on this call, he made the comment that when he was introduced to network marketing in his early 20s, it was such a shock to him that to see that the company that he was with, their, one of their top producers, came into the office, and the question was asked, well, what are you going to do? You made this such and such dollar bonus. He said, I'm going to pay my bills. And he had always, growing up, because his parents were with a company, but he'd always envisioned that people that were in network marketing, they were doing it to be millionaires. They were doing it to live this, you know, the lifestyle of the rich and famous. But a complete transition in his mind took place at that point. And that's where we are in our culture today. You know, being a millionaire is fantastic, and it's the American dream to get ahead, to be that millionaire, to have that $1 million. And Stacy and I have done it. And there are dozens upon dozens of Unique and Wellness consultants around the globe who have done it as well. I'll tell you, though, that where people are at today, that is a great goal to target. However, earning an extra $200, $300, $500, maybe $1,000 a month just to supplement our income, because a lot of people out there, they actually do enjoy their profession, and they don't want to switch gears. They went to school for it, or they finally got to where they want to be. So having supplemental income, another source of income, is where our culture is at. And if 90% of 150,000 people, that's over 500,000 people a month, are saying, hey, I'm not looking to be a millionaire. I just want to earn some extra money. Nikan, in 4 weeks' time, at the convention, will be, and I quote Jonathan on this, will be unveiling a system, a model, that will allow people right from the get-go, those who want to do it, and again, you don't just sign up and buy a couple pair of mag steps and think that, oh, I'm going to win. I'm going to earn, you know, $200, $300 this month because I bought into it. Now, that's not the way it works. Those people who apply themselves and make that decision will have that opportunity to be rewarded. It's there. And so, again, my encouragement, if you're not able, or if you are able, let me approach it from that angle. It's never, ever, ever too late. There's last-minute airfares. I was able to pull one up the other day, which was half the price of a bunch of airlines. I just kind of scouted around. JetBlue flies to a lot of major cities. Southwest, they have specials, and you don't have to fly into Santa Ana. There's lots of other airports nearby. LAX, Long Beach, Ontario. That's a little further away from Anaheim than the rest of them. But, for example, JetBlue Airlines flies in exclusively to Long Beach. It's exactly 20 miles from the convention center. The rates were half. Coming from Seattle or Portland, they were half of what the other airlines were. So I encourage you to, if you've been thinking about it, if you could get the time off work, or if you don't, you know, you're not working a conventional job and you're not doing anything that weekend, make a decision. And the Anaheim Convention Center is directly across the street from Disneyland. What that means is there are dozens upon dozens of hotels and motels in the area that on the cheap. And I have made our email address available. I won't do it over the phone, but if you want to email me, I would be happy to line you up and match you up with another person out there looking to share a room, to split a room. You know, why pay for a $80 room by yourself if there's somebody else who's interested in sharing a room? I'm doing it, okay? I'm doing it with my sponsor, my mother. We made the decision that, hey, Stacy can't go because of the kid's schedule, and my dad's got a previous commitment, so hey, we're going to bunk together. It's not a big deal. I kind of like her. I have for the last 43 years of my life anyways, and she just happens to be my sponsor. So anyways, you get creative, you make it work, and I'm looking forward to seeing those of you who have made that decision and those of you who are about to make that decision. Looking forward to seeing you there. There's a lot of people on the line right now who have already demuted your line, and you've done that by hitting *6. If you got a question, a comment, the line's open. So all you got to do is hit *6 to demute yourself. And again, a quick reminder, if you're on a cell phone or if you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise, if you could just put your thumb or something over the mouthpiece, or ask your question and then hit *6 again, and that'll demute your line, or that'll mute your line again. So, line's open. Comments, questions, concerns on anything that we've talked about here.
Vance?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Will Johnson. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you pretty good. Go ahead, Will.
I want to go back to your discontinued stuff. One area. Remember the far infrared vests and jackets that they used to sell? They
uh-huh.
discontinued?
Uh-huh.
Us guys up that live up in the north, and I'm down here in South Carolina freezing my buns off. Have they not reconsidered to bring those back? Those things were wonderful.
They are wonderful, Will, and for, I know that, let me just answer it the way that Dave Balzer always answers these questions. He said, you know, we know that a product like an Ekinvescent, see, over in Europe, they not only had the vest, but they also had on the sleeves, they had zip-on sleeves, so they had a full jacket. And you talk about being jealous. They even had Far and Fred stocking caps, of which I have several because of our trips to Sweden. But that being said, if there's a great demand on a product, for example, the Far and Fred Long Johns, if there's a great demand for a product, we as wellness consultants, either we were taking such good care of these products that we were not purchasing more ourselves, and or we were not telling enough people about it because the sales did not merit keeping the product on the storage on the warehouse shelf. On the Long Johns, and if you didn't know this, I'll reiterate or just remind folks, when this was years ago, when those Long Johns were discontinued, Nikon went to reorder from the manufacturer the next lot of it, the next shipment, to restock what we were low on, and the manufacturer said, hey, you're not moving enough of these, we're going to violate our contract with you, and we're going to double the price, and we're going to make you order four times the amount you ordered last time. And I'll never forget Bob Richards, our vice president of sales at the time, made the comment, nobody, we don't care who they are, strong arms a company like Nikon. And they just made the decision at that point, not to save face or because they're prideful. They just said, we're not going to turn around and double our price of a product because that's just robbery based on you robbing us. And they said, forget it. And at the time, they were looking into, and they still, Will, to answer your question, they still are. I've talked to Dave Balzer both off the record and on the record in front of groups and privately. They are still looking into to figure out what's the best way to make a solution that is completely unique and that nobody else has out there. There's a lot of companies. Nike, for example, has a product called Body Armor, and it's an underlayer that skiers or exercise fitness enthusiasts wear underneath their clothes or wear it as a single layer to keep themselves warm, but also it's breathable. So will Nikon come back with the vests or reintroduce the lines? I'm not quite sure. I know there's a demand for it. But once again, it has to be exclusive enough so that it sets them apart and it's completely different and unique than what else is out there. Does that answer your question, Will?
I haven't seen any others, but that vest, I've got a black one and the tan one. And they work wonderful for me, and I've shown other people that, and once in a while, they want to try mine on, but I can't order anymore.
And you're not about to sell it off your back, are you?
Oh, no, sir, buddy. Let me tell you, matter of fact, even the quilt, since I moved down here to Greenville, South Carolina, I sleep in that. I don't use the blankets. I use my Nikon sleep blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect.
The Far and Fred Comfort. You know, and Will, by the way, as a side note, I'm looking forward to putting a face with the voice next Saturday if you are going to join Reed Nelson, Dave Balzer, and myself at the Greenville Super Saturday. Will I see you there?
I've moved down here, and all my stuff is still in the garage. I took two trips back up to Cleveland area, so I didn't have time to go through my stuff, but I got a ton of stuff here I've got to go through, so I won't be able to make it.
Okay, well, we'll miss you on this one. Because well, you brought up another point there
and it's great. Let me tell you, I encourage everybody that can go. Yeah. Because that is fabulous. Disneyland is across the street. Bristol Cathedral is down a few blocks. So it's just great. And then Neekin is only about 45 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I guess you would encourage people to make the home office tour when they're out there as well. Will, you brought up another point, and I want to open up, keep the line open for anybody else who's got another question. But let me use this analogy as an example. I still wear in my primary shoes every single day, the shoes I wear the most, and my house slippers. I wear the original Neekin Mag Steps that the company started with in 1975. And a couple of the pair that I have are, oh my goodness, they've got to be 12, 15 years old. And when I kick my shoes off or kick my slippers off to somebody's in their home and show them, I say, you know, these are the original version. They have since upgraded this product 5 different times. Why don't I wear the newer version? I say, because I like these. They have a really big, you know, bumpy surface on this one side, and I like that. Our newer version, the upgraded model, the bumps aren't quite as big, which they still work. They work fantastic. You know, I can go either way. But the key is, the point I'm trying to make is, when you have a product like a Neekin Far Infrared Vest or any other product that Neekin no longer carries, we can always use that as a segue into what Neekin has now. And address the issue of, well, this was a market that, or an angle, or a field that Neekin went into for a while, but they realized there were complications, or who knows what the reasons were, but they chose not to address that need and leave that to other people because we couldn't really do it with the exclusivity that we wanted to. So it's a great way to talk about where Neekin is, that we're constantly moving forward. And
Vance?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Sharon. Were you through?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Keep talking.
As long as there's people listening.
Yeah, me too when I get excited. But I think we ought to go back to that. That was an excellent point, and the way that you also embellish that is just very intelligent, in my opinion. But I like the water idea, the words that you used on the sports bottle, the new sports bottle being second generation. I'm making some notes for my team. I'm going to send out a brief email to critique your wonderful call. The second generation, to me, that's a really key thing right there that you said in reference to the new units. Why would Neekin not want to put that newer, enhanced, I'll say, I hate to say the word better because the old units are so good, but enhanced technology into other new units for people to make it available to people to become even more well, if you will. And I'm asking you, I think I know the answer, but for everybody on the line, where could people go to find out exactly what is the difference?
As far as the first and the second PIMAG?
Yeah, you're right. Yes, there you go.
It was Cheryl, correct?
Sharon. That's okay.
I'm sorry, Sharon.
Doesn't matter.
Then I think that the best way to discover the differences, the irony behind this, a couple weeks ago, Pat Elkin sent out to all of the President's Club members via email, and somebody had asked for it back in August. But she sent out actually from the manufacturer, and I'm really hesitant to even tell people I've got this, so now the cat's already out of the bag. But sent
Sorry.
Out the manufacturer's research and testing from their lab of what the original Aquapor did. Now, this is Korean research because that's where the unit is manufactured.
Right.
But she sent it out, and I'm looking at this going, you know, this may really, really, for engineers and analytical types, this could probably really get them jazzed up. I mean, they would just probably be literally just salivating all over their keyboard when they're looking at this. But to me, the common person, it does absolutely nothing. I'm looking for the finished product. But to answer your question, Sharon, how do we find out? I'm hopelessly optimistic that with whatever is introduced here in a few weeks' time, that we will have more information up front because Neekin is constantly over the years gotten better about as soon as a new solution is introduced, boom, right then we have the quick reference sheets. Boom, right then we have the data to back it up. And usually, not always, but usually we have several people who've already used this device, this product, this solution. And we've got a story that is just so life-altering that we go, okay. But I don't know if you can go. The best way that I know how, and I've done this dozens of times in the last few weeks, couple months now, is take that bottle, that Nikken Pimag sport bottle, and just open it up. You're going to end up dripping water everywhere unless you're really good at tipping the filter upside down real quick or over holding it over sea. But allow people to see that. Let them look inside. You see those four silver things? Well, those are high-grade, high-strength, high-gauss magnets. And when the water passes through them and sits there, when you flip it up and start squeezing and sucking, when the water goes by that, the change that takes place, and you can even get fancy every once in a while and throw in words like the molecular structure is enhanced.
I hear you. Yeah,
okay?
I know exactly where you're going.
Sometimes that loses people right there because molecular structure enhanced, those are three words that, you know, they're normal common words, but you put them all three together and, you know, if the average 12-year-old, and I was on a field trip the other day with a bunch of 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. If the average 12-year-old can only learn and understand and comprehend 10 new concepts or words a day, that's halfway through their educational cycle. So we as adults who have been out of school for a while, we're not used to learning stuff constantly, that may be a struggle. But if we can just say, you know, our bodies are naturally acidic, and we want to get into more of the alkaline, if at all possible. That's why, you know, drinking a lot of pop, drinking a lot of alcohol that's got carbonation in it, it's not good for the body. I mean, it's not going to kill you overnight, but, you know, if we know it takes 3 gallons of high alkaline water to neutralize the acidity in one can of pop, it's 3 gallons. It's 32 equivalents of that 12-ounce can, which comes out to 384 ounces. And you do the math. It's a, you know, divided by 128 in a gallon. That's 3 gallons of water. So if we can have something, a second-generation PIMAG technology, and that's, again, that's the beauty of being able to talk to people and say, you know, we used to have this, not getting caught up on what we used to have, but
right.
Saying, you know, we used to have something. The Siaga, classic example. A year ago, Nikken changed the formula. Why? Because they knew they could make it better. And with the discovery and the availability of organic Aki berries, which is the highest, one of the highest forms of antioxidants that are out there, and they're just following the market and wanting to stay one step ahead, they changed the formula. Some people didn't like it. You know, half of our family doesn't like it, half of our family does. So we're figuring our way to make it work. But, Sharon, to get back to your original question, if there's a way, I almost can 99% guarantee that somebody, either if Nikken doesn't, that a few weeks after the introduction of whatever it is that has, they're introducing, and I'm purely speculating, that we will have some material, some research, or something, or some way where we can go find it. But I think more often than not, the best way to illustrate and show people is to utilize why Nikken is a network marketing company is because these are solutions that must be demonstrated. And if we can show them, and a simple water test using drops or muscle resistance kinesiology by handing somebody pouring water out of a bottled water, Aquafina, you pick the brand, it doesn't matter. When you use reverse osmosis to filter water to put it into a bottle, and that's what's commonly used in the water bottle industry, when you use that, you're going to push it the other direction and it's going to be more acidic. When we tested it here a few weeks ago at our wellness center, it was amazing. Even Reed Nelson, he was just shocked at watching that a bottle of Aquafina, which is made by PepsiCo, was not much more on the alkaline side, or not much, it was not too far off on the acidity count than a bottle of 7-Up. And,
wow.
You know, and then you take water and you test it that comes out of the Pimag Sport bottle, and it was off the chart the other direction, 8.5 to 9.5 on the alkaline scale. And Sharon, you know, that's one of those things that Nikan didn't have to give us the numbers of where it is on the alkaline scale, but they did. They put it in print, and they've never done that before.
Right.
And so to have that in print, the other water filtration companies out there that say, oh, yeah, you got to drink high alkaline water, and we can take ours all the way up to 14.5 or whatever. Well, 15 is the highest it can go, and then I talked to Roger Drummer about this a couple months ago when he was on the call. You don't want to go that high for normal water consumption. It's great if you're dealing with cancer or you've got a lot of stuff in your body every once in a great while. But neutral is 7 on the scale. 8.5 and 9.5 is almost the perfect numbers that we want to be at, because it'll offset our body's natural acidity production. It'll offset the food that we're intaking. Your meat and dairy, that's going to shove you into the acidity category. So if we've got water that we can consume, that's the other direction. That's going to give our bodies, going to put them into a mode that's better. So.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. I'll take one more question or comment if somebody wants to jump on the line, and if not... I can hear noise, but if there's nothing else, I want to encourage folks, if you have not made that decision, it's in the cards, go to the convention. It would be well worth your while to be there, to experience it, and because then you get to see and experience everything firsthand. You're not waiting for it to get an email or waiting for a phone call from somebody. It's literally life altering to experience it.
Vance, this is Heather.
Good morning, Heather.
How are you?
I'm excellent, and yourself?
My question is this. You were talking about someone doing more in retail. Are you saying that they're going to make it more advantageous for us to do retail?
Well, last Saturday morning we had Carl Eaton, who is on page, what is it, 4 or 5 in the magazine as one of the people who earned his way to the convention. He actually earned his way and earned a lot more because he shared last Saturday that if somebody was looking for convention tickets, he had bunches of extra ones that he had earned that were for guests that he'd be happy to give away. And I don't know if he still has any left or not. You guys can contact Carl, those of you who have his information. But the sum-up version of Carl's story, and I would encourage everybody who did not hear Carl share how he did it and what he did. 9 months ago, in January of this year, he decided to, after being an executive for over a year, and the largest check he'd ever earned in one calendar month was $428. He shifted his whole focus and said, you know, why am I trying to get everybody to sign up? Why don't I just, if I think the products are expensive at a consultant price, then there's no way I'd ever be able to sell them retail. But he changed his whole mindset, changed his thinking, and said, you know, these products are not expensive. $60 for a pair of insoles that saves a guy from having to have his foot amputated because he was involved in a car accident and his foot was crushed and gangrene and a bunch of other stuff, you know, they just said, we're going to have to take it off. And he gets a pair of insoles and puts one in that shoe that he can't even wear a shoe because his ankle is so swollen, bigger than a football. And I'm telling you, talking about a guy that I met in summer of 1995 who threw his arms around me and said, thank you, because it was a result of you making the decision to join Nikan. You talked to him. And he knew the whole genealogy. $60 is not expensive for him. He would have probably paid $1,000 for that pair of insoles to know that he could save his foot. But what Carl did, this is the sum-up version, is he changed his whole focus, went back to his original list of people that he started with when he signed up in Nikan, and said, look, check out my website. Why don't you hook up with some of these solutions? They've changed my life. They've changed my wife's life. We're enjoying a much quality, you know, better quality of life than we ever did before. And he started just peddling products retail. Well, in February of this year, he made a little over $1,500 in his commission check. The next month, in March, as a result of February's activity, 4,800. And then in April, as a result, third month, selling retail, that was his focus, over $10,000 in 1 month as a silver. He made silver that, I think he made silver that month, but then again, maybe he didn't. But his whole focus changed because he realized that, hey, Nikan has solutions that have changed people's lives. Why are we always trying to sign them up? And he says, to date, he has over 1,000 retail customers in 17 different states and 2 countries. To answer your question, Heather, is Nikan going to change that and make it? I don't know if they're going to change the retail price or the retail model or what they're going to change. Maybe they're just going to make it easier for us to say to people and not apologize, because we're so often guilty of that. You know, somebody's looking for a water system and they don't want to, you know, pay $500 for a counter unit. Well, you're not going to be able to get what we get out of our water unit by buying a Brita pitcher or a Brita water bottle for $10 at Walmart or Target or Kmart or wherever you're going to get it. You're just not going to, we're not talking apples to apples here. And for people who are looking, and there are people out there looking for solutions like what we have, whatever value we put on them and they understand the value, the price is irrelevant. I mean, within reason. Obviously, somebody's not going to pay $10,000 for a pair of insoles that's going to increase their energy level by 25%, you know, percent a day, up to 25%. But somebody who's facing a life-altering, you know, surgery or decision, they're going to pay $60 plus shipping, retail, and sales tax for a pair of insoles that are going to give them their feet back, their feeling in their feet, you know, whatever. So I don't know, Heather, to answer your question. Don't know. I'm just looking forward to it. I would encourage you, if you missed the call last week, it sounds like you did with Carl. Fantastic information. It's on the recording. And I'll just put the plug in. If you've never listened to any of the recorded versions of this call, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website to tap into those.
Vance, do you have time for a question about the packs? Or will you
absolutely. Joe, I always have questions from you. I mean, always. But go ahead.
On the PC call, did you all talk about the different packs that are out and how they might change?
Okay. And for those of you who didn't hear the question, because Joe's got one of those soft, meek voices that most females have, the question was, on the President's Club call, did we talk about how the packs are going to change with the discontinuation of the Aquaphor and the Aquaphor Deluxe? You know, the subject never came up. Nobody even asked the question. Jonathan or Dave Balzer never even addressed it. I think, from my perspective, for example, the environmental pack, it has two of the Kinko lights, it has the air unit, it has the shower head, and it has the Aquaphor, the original Aquaphor. Well, if that's discontinued, we're obviously going to see a new environmental pack on that. And if there's other packs that include, I don't think, the Vital Wellness pack did not have any Elastomag products, so that's not going to be an issue that we have to deal with. But any changes or modification of the packs will definitely include what's new. And so there'll be a price or a price point change on that to reflect that. So if the environmental pack is what, just over $900 or just under $1,000, if I remember correctly. If the new water unit that's going in that, I'm again speculating that we're getting a new water unit. I think it's safe to say that we are. If it's a $300 water unit versus $237, like the Aquaphor was, then they'll have to adjust that. So I know the packs will change if the product placement, if what's in there, the solutions in that pack, are going to change. So.
Thanks.
You're very welcome, Joe. Thank you for the question. All right. Go ahead.
Question
about Elastomags. Is there any clue as to whether they are upgrading them or be a product that goes away?
No clue whatsoever on that, and I can tell you the consensus. Some people absolutely love them, some people, and then some people absolutely hate them. I'm in that category of, you know, you can take them or leave them. Because we don't, in our family, we don't use them at all, ever. We are firm believers in watching a volleyball game again last night with our oldest, always wearing her far infrared elbow wrap over her upper right arm because she strained some muscles out on the river a couple weeks ago, and the doc said she'd be out of volleyball for a week. Was not the case at all, and within 48 hours, resting it, taking care, no drugs, no medication, even though she offered to write us a prescription, sleeping at night with the Power Mag, the biaxial Power Mag, and within 48 hours after it was diagnosed as a muscle strain, her deltoid muscle, she pulled it and did not have full range of motion. She had basically about 30% of the range of motion. Now, could we have used an Elastomag on that? Probably, we could have. But to answer the question of are they going to improve it, are they going to tweak it, modify it, is it going to disappear forever, I don't know. I really don't know. With the power patches, with the far infrared wraps, I think it's a great combination to use it that way. But at the same time, some people absolutely love having that extra support that comes from the stiffness of that wrap. And I don't know. Again, we have to go with where technology is. And I know if we've got RAM technology out there, like we do, that's in the Nature Rest Sleep System. And I'll tell you, folks, if you've not upgraded to that sleep system that we've had for almost 2 years now, wow, you're really missing out. And that's the direction that Nikan, I believe, is going, taking, you know, non-moving magnetic pieces and positioning them in a way that throws that magnetic field further, much like a biaxial product. And again, I spent the better part, 5-6 hours, cutting wood, firewood, with Emily, our 10-year-old, and she was so curious watching me. And I'm not very big, folks. I weigh 140 pounds, and I'm barely 5'6", but I'm lifting these rounds of the tree that I chopped up, and she got so curious. She said, "Daddy, how much do you think those weigh?" I said, "You know, I don't know. Let's grab the scale in the garage and see." And here I'm lifting 105-pound, 110-pound rounds of logs of firewood and stacking them up on a trailer to haul them out to where we, you know, stack it all. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't have my flex in my back. I don't have an Elastomag back belt on. This Nature Rest Sleep System is something else. I mean, I just, in 20 years ago, last month, I majorly injured my back. And it was not something they could fix via surgery. They just said, you're going to have to live with it. And up until about a year and a half ago, I still, every time I went outside, had to put that flex in. And I am flex-free. Not that I was hoping to go that direction, but this morning after waking up, there's no stiffness, there's no nothing. And I can't figure it out. The only thing I can attribute it to is that Nature Rest Sleep System. So I am so glad that we upgraded when Nikan introduced it almost 2 years ago. And my encouragement to all of us, and I'm including myself in this, when Nikan introduces something that's new, the next generation, the upgraded model, you know, this year's model, so to speak, I encourage you to make that upgrade. If the resources are available, if you can make the switch, if the finances are what, you know, to allow you to do that. I would never tell somebody to go into debt just to keep up with the Joneses or just to, you know, get this year's model. But, you know, save your, you know, get your P's and Q's in line and do what you can. I'm really, really thrilled about where this is going. And, again, I don't even know the specific details. So just take advantage of it when you can.
Vance.
Yes. Mom.
Can I echo what you just said because of what just happened to me?
You can always echo anything that I say if it makes me look more intelligent. Absolutely. Always.
Well, you know, we get used to these products, like you said. And last night, and I won't elaborate on this, after a short night's sleep the night before, which you can laugh about, because you know what it means. Anyway, I fell asleep on the sofa and did not wake up. This morning when I went to jump up, I go, ooh, oh my gosh, I can't move that fast. My back, which never bothers me, I've never had a bad back, was so stiff I could hardly stand up. One night without the new sleep system. The latest one. So, you know, like I said, I take it for granted. I never fall asleep and sleep all night on the sofa, but last night I did.
And I'm hoping that you folks in the line just heard that you did not listen into that more in depth than there wasn't, you know, I don't think there's a marital strife between my folks at 69 years of young age and, what is it, 45, 46 years, 47 years of marital bliss. That mom didn't get kicked to the sofa last night. That was her choice to be there. So that was her choice to endure the agony that she gets to endure today. The beauty, and I tell people this all the time. I typed this in an email last week and shared it with somebody who was dealing with, couldn't fall asleep, and they were wondering if the nature rest would really do the trick for them. And I said, you know, as a volunteer firefighter, my pager goes off like it did last night at 3:05 in the morning. And it takes me a while to get back into that deep sleep. And sometimes I've laid there for 45 minutes to an hour. But the beautiful thing is, any given day that my sleep was interrupted, if I can go just sneak a 5 to 15 minute, and sometimes you'd say that there's no way, how can you do that? If just a 5-minute nap or just laying down and relaxing completely, something I learned from Vince Tesh, that allowing the mind to relax on that sleep system, and literally bounce right back into the day. And I've even had people say, man, what did you put in your coffee this morning? And I tell them, I didn't. I didn't have any. Matter of fact, my sleep was totally interrupted last night. But I caught a few winks on that sleep system, and it's just amazing thing. So, folks, thank you, those of you who asked questions. Thanks of you, those of you who contributed to the call today. Sorry we ran long. We don't usually go this long. Usually about 40 minutes past, 45, those of you who know me. But every once in a while. And there's a lot of great questions and comments out there. Email. Feel free to, if you didn't get something asked or you wanted to talk about something, call me. And I'd be happy to address it. My phone number, area code 503-695-5683, and our email address is V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, Rogers, 995 at AOL.com. Again, that's VSROGERS 995 at AOL.com. And one last plug again, if you missed the call last week with Carl Eaton or the one 2 weeks ago with Fleeta Taylor, and Sherry Marshall. The last few months, we've just had some amazing, amazing conference calls. All of those are available at www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, saturdayamlive.com. And they're all there in our date order, sequential order of how we aired them or how we had the conversations. And they are there. Next Saturday, I will be, as Will reminded me of it, and I haven't forgotten, trust me, in Greenville, South Carolina. We will not be having the call because I will be at that event all day, and I'm not going to miss any part of it at all. I just made that choice. So next Saturday, we'll not have the call. We will resume 2 weeks from today with Gary Reed, and the name doesn't mean anything to you. But Gary is a MS survivor, okay? And I say that in the way multiple sclerosis, and most people, that's a death sentence, and they go into a world and they just figure there's no way out of it. Gary is in the process of writing a book, and I know the working title, I think the new title now is a little different, but the working title was The Upside of MS. And I spoke with him the other day, and oh my goodness, I've never talked to a guy who's in a condition like MS leaves you in, who is so optimistic and so excited about life and what the Niken Solutions have done for him, and so much so that he's written this book. And it will be published, the first few chapters, specifically the first two chapters, talk all about what Niken's done for him. And it's going through the review process by the team at Niken to make sure it's okay, it's politically correct, he's not making any medical claims and that kind of stuff. But this will be an excellent, excellent resource. But Gary has agreed to come on the call in 2 weeks and share. So that'll be the first call of October. Yeah, October 1st, Gary will be with us. So The Upside of MS, and I'm sorry that I don't have the current title to the book that we'll be talking about. So thank you again, everybody, for joining us, and I hope this has been beneficial to you. Look forward to seeing you guys at the convention. Those are going to be there, and we'll go from there. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, unless I see you face-to-face in Greenville at the event. So thanks again, everyone. Bye-bye.